This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Horace Andy has been making reggae music for over 50 years. And earlier this year, he put out a soulful album called Midnight Rockers. Now, Horace Andy has reworked that album with the help of reggae producer and living legend Adrian Sherwood. They call it Midnight Scorchers, and for good reason. I'll play the song Feverish. The song sings its praises to Adrian Sherwood's dub record label On You Sound. And here's Adrian Sherwood to introduce us to Horace Andy's Feverish.
When making Midnight Scorchers with Horace, we were attempting to do a departure from the Midnight Rockers album. And the approach was not to make a dub album, but to make a sound system album. By this, I mean one that you could play out in a dance that was much more stripped down than the original album. And we saved this track, Fever, which was an original Back to Studio One Days song, an original song by Horace. It's a really joyous track with lots of energy. I think it's perfect. If you wanted to play it out in a dance, the crowd always rocks to it. And for me, it's obviously a joy having him singing the praises of On You Sound and myself. So, no, I love it. Fever from the album Midnight Scorchers.
We'll tell you already and we'll tell you again. A new song, rule. And a look at idiot song come try. Where would you, John? Kill them dead. Whoa, a new sound, yeah. Don't fear the new sound, yeah. Soundbox, me say I know don't play.
Horace Andy and the fiery fun tune called Feverish. It's off his new album Midnight Scorchers, produced by Adrian Sherwood. The Comet Is Coming is an apocalyptic and trippy-sounding trio of saxophonist Shabaka Hutchings, the electronics of Danalog, and the drumming and the production of Betamax. Their fourth album, Hyperdimensional Expansion Beam, is out September 23rd, and here's Danalog to take us to the track Technicolor.
I guess it's about a moment of realization or transformation, an epiphany, which can happen spectacularly and unexpectedly all at once. Like the world you see before you is fundamentally the same, but the way you perceive it has changed irrevocably. So your sense of reality construction has like a new architecture, and maybe now you can like see in Technicolor. And this might not be a comfortable process to get to the beauty. There must be difficulty or like a painful self-reflection. And I feel like most of our music has echoes or themes of summoning the courage to face our demons and move forward. Yeah, in this track, the verse is like a growing awareness, a creeping up of an idea. And the chorus is like blowing the doors off and entering this epic hyperdimensional space. It's a classic Comet Is Coming track, really. This clarity at the moment of a cataclysm, apocalyptic impact, feeling of like awe and terror in equal amounts. Thank you.
the ever-adventurous sounds of The Comet Is Coming. That song, Technicolor, is on their soon-to-be-released album called Hyper Dimensional Expansion Beam. The artist Very grew up in a small city in Ontario with a single mom and not enough money to own an instrument or take music lessons. Still, music meant the world to her, and when she went off to college to study radio broadcasting, she'd sneak into the studio and record herself singing. Then, with the aid of a computer, she'd spend hours playing around with the music program GarageBand, and in 2020, she got a grant from the Canadian government and released an EP. I have a new song, a 2022 song from Very. It's called Strange Occasion, and it deals with the grief of her mom's battle with cancer.
My mom, who I was really close to, and she was my only parent, had been battling ovarian cancer for a very long time, and we knew it was terminal, so I had already been living for years in this haze of anticipatory grief, and I was already kind of disconnecting from the world around me in a way. And then when she did pass away, I just felt like I needed to get as far away from anything familiar as possible, so I shoved my hands in the couch, and I looked for every nickel and dime I could find, and I brought a tiny studio out to Mexico, and that's actually where Strange Occasion was written. I sat down and I just said to myself, forget about the audience in your head, forget about the self-deprecation, just write about these feelings of grief and pain and not feeling like you belong anywhere anymore, and let the music be a conduit, you know, for that feeling of almost floating above your life and looking back down on yourself, but not really feeling connected and not really knowing how to move forward, but still realizing that the world's unfolding outside of our windows, and we unfold with it, whether we like it or not.
Thank you. holds me angry like that. No, can't feel good to be angry like that.
The sounds of Very Very and the song Strange Occasion. You can find that song on Bandcamp with an EP that'll be coming in 2023. Let's take a break, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Indicator from Planet Money is a daily podcast that helps you make sense of what's happening in the economy. And video games are a growing slice of that economy, with billions of people around the world identifying as gamers. That's why we're dedicating a week-long series to the growing business of video games. Listen to the Indicator from Planet Money podcast on NPR.
In this country, more than two local newspapers are closing down each week. As news deserts grow, public radio is a lifeline for staying informed. Keep that service strong with a donation to the NPR network at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Many of us here at NPR Music are gushing about the new album from the Oregon-based singer Anna Tivel. If you listened to New Music Friday recently, you heard bits of a few songs from her new album, Outsiders. I'd like to play this title track in its entirety. And here's Anna Tivel telling us the origin of the song.
I wrote Outsiders after an especially long and ugly day of news rhetoric. And I think I was feeling really down and sat down in front of the TV and started watching this documentary about the 69 moon landing, and I felt really struck by all this old footage of people gathered around their TVs and also just standing outside and looking up and kind of knowing that that time was really tumultuous in our country and also in the world. And I think after a while I just put the documentary on mute and was messing around on the guitar and kind of having this strong feeling of how the moments when we feel the smallest are also the most unifying often, whether it's a tragedy that affects a lot of people or something amazing that we're about to achieve as a whole. It kind of creates this unifying force of everyone being really small but being in it together. And I think I was imagining the first people to get far enough from the earth to look back and see the whole thing and see how insignificant we really are in the scheme of it all. And for some reason, that made me feel a lot better that day. And I think that song just kind of rolled out of a place of wanting to grasp at a little hope.
Watching the earth rising up out of the darkness, cerulean blue, water and thunder and dust, floating like magic, alive in the air, his body a weightless machine. Turns out we are not so
lives on a desolate road. Holding the camera, he pauses to say, would you look at our beautiful home? All the angry and all the lost, painting a circle of blue. The silvery rise of the moon.
Anna Tivell, the title track to her just-released album, Outsiders, on Mama Bird Records. Winter is the music of Samira Winter, and the dreamy song I'm about to play features a voice of Sasami. And in fact, the album is produced by Sasami's brother, Juju Ashworth. I can't get enough of this song. It's called Good.
Now
That's Winter and the music of Samira Winter from her album, What Kind of Blue Are You? It's out October 14th on Bar None Records. I recently saw the Canadian duo Mamas Broke at a venue called the Hamlin Street Diner, which is neither on Hamlin Street nor is it a diner, but I digress. The house show was a perfect way to hear the fiddle, banjo, and voices of Lisa Maria and Amy Lou Keeler. Their second album, Narrow Line, is out on Free Dirt Records. It's a folk album without borders. You hear sounds of Ireland, Indonesia, Nova Scotia, and more, and the lyrics to this tune, How It Ends, are filled with the wisdom of hindsight. Here's Amy, then Lisa Maria, to take us out on the appropriately titled song, How It Ends. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
The song How It Ends is a perspective of the end of a relationship, and it talks about the sort of immature desire to lump all of the memories together, bad and good, and have 20/20 hindsight and just say, oh, I should have known that it would have ended up a disaster at the beginning. And I think we can all kind of relate to that.
And much like how relationships evolve, the song started out with a way different sound. When we first started working on it, it had more of this Carter Family vibe with mandolin and guitar instrumentation. I even considered throwing an auto harp into the mix. It wasn't quite coming together, though, and it wasn't until we tried to mesh it with this fiddle tune that I'd been writing that it really started to click. So its final form took on this more old-time sort of sound with banjo and fiddle as the featured instruments.
But honey, if I could, I'd cover up the good, snowman.
If you've never donated to the NPR network before, that's okay. Public radio is available to everyone for free. But we do rely on listener support from those who are able to give. So join the community of supporters for Public Media Giving Days, coming up on May 1st and 2nd. Please give at donate.npr.org, and thank you.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election: guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.